Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. How precious in the eyes of Adonai is the death of the faithful one. Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are travelers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping, when you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in gladness, we shall find such harmony, born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. I bless you, Adonai, at all times. Your praise ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in your love. For you hear the cry of the poor. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. Let the lowly hear and be glad. Adonai listens to their pleas, and to hearts broken God is near. Who will hear the cry of the poor? Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. Every spirit crushed God will save, will be ransom for their lives, will be safe shelter for their fears, and will hear the cry of the poor. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praised be Adonai. We proclaim your greatness, O God. brightened by your light. For you hear the cry of the poor. Adonai hears the cry of the poor. Praise be Adonai.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Because of this anguish, my servant shall see the light. Because of this knowledge, my servant shall be content. My servant, the just one, shall justify the many, and shall bear their iniquity. Therefore, I will give a portion among the many, and the spoils will be divided with the mighty, because my servant surrendered self to death, was counted among the transgressors, bore the sins of many, and interceded for the transgressors. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Ours were the sufferings he bore. Ours were the sorrows he carried. Ours were the sufferings he bore. Ours were the sorrows he carried. Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains but a single grain of wheat. Ours were the sorrows he carried. Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of love. Ours were the sufferings he bore. Ours were the sorrows he carried.
From a homily of Oscar Romero. We have never preached violence except the violence of love, which left Christ nailed to a cross, the violence that we must each do to ourselves to overcome our selfishness and such cruel inequalities among us. The violence we preach is not the violence of the sword, the violence of hatred. It is the violence of love, of kinship, the violence that wills to beat weapons into sickles for work. Thanks be to God.
No prophet is accepted at home. Elijah helped the widow of Sidon. Elisha healed the commander from Syria. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. No prophet is accepted at home. Elijah helped the widow of Sidon. Elisha healed the commander from Syria.
For the growing disparity in wealth in our world, have mercy on us. For the persistence of racism in our community, have mercy on us. For the times we blame the poor for their plight, though it is caused by institutions and structures of privilege and injustice, have mercy on us. For failing to own our own selfishness, failing to denounce the sin that puts convenience, luxury, and ease before the love of our suffering sisters and brothers, have mercy on us. For lowering the tax burden of the rich and for corporations, while we dismantle and defund programs that benefit the poor, have mercy on us. For our failure to take responsibility for the conditions of poverty and social violence in our world and in our community, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of compassion, hear our cry of repentance for the ways in which our religion has added to the suffering in our world through participation in its causes, or through neglect caused by fear, complacency, despair, or the seduction of comfort, status, and power. May our prayer of repentance be a point of conversion, turning the hearts of many back to you. Fill us with the boldness of your servant, Oscar Romero. Enable us to denounce sin in our world as we announce your reign among us, and to lend our hands and our hearts to building that reign in our world. For you live and reign in the power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of life, the God of the poor, incite us to the violence of love, the violence of kinship, the violence that beats swords into sickles for work. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God. Our God who is gracious and merciful.